fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 8th day of August, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. No apologies from this cowboy. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I'm not sure I've ever given this before, but the prepper tip of the day is to find and join a local conservative Christian church. It may be a church with a brick and mortar structure. It may be a home-based church. It doesn't matter. I think in these times ahead that being part of a church congregation that is a conservative Christian church will be, well, very important, shall we say. All right. We have Patient Wayne Green and my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield. We'll be talking about the events of the day and how incorporating EMP Shield devices into your home, like I have, will not only give you peace of mind, but protect you from both EMP and lightning. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us, sir, as always. A couple of headlines here I think our listeners may want to hear about at Steve Quayle's website. First we have, China locks down world's largest wholesale hub, South China Seaport, due to no new COVID-19 outbreak, which I believe is a cover story, but it's shut down nonetheless. Then we have, looks like, this is a video from, Alex Jones, network. We have an interview with General Flynn and Mike Lindell, Trump advisor Peter Navarro, talking about the globalist plan to collapse America from within. And let's see, something I was just reading it before the show began. Apparently, North Korea has sent 100,000 quote-unquote volunteers to Ukraine to help the Russians. It's not really clear if these are manual guys to do manual labor, or if they're soldiers, or if they're both. But 100,000 men thrown to that battle could certainly change the outcome, couldn't it, Andrew?
Well, it certainly could, and that's actually incredible to hear. You wouldn't normally think that North Korea, which is so encompassed within its borders and not allowing people to leave, would allow them outside. So they must be fairly trusted individuals in the military, but they certainly could provide some military advantage to Russia if that is the case.
This information comes from a Russian government TV station, Russian wow. Channel 1 talk show host Igor Korotchenko. North Korea has been known to loan out, shall we say, men to Russia to go work in the mines, for example. That's been going on for decades. They have ways of maintaining control of these men. They'll be in a very controlled environment once they get to Ukraine and watched very carefully and have limited, if any, access to telephones and internet, just like in their home country.
Sure.
The only people that have internet access, unrestricted internet access in North Korea, are members of the North Korean intelligence community, high-ranking military officials, high-ranking diplomatic officials. Otherwise, it's kind of funny, Andrew. The average mm-hmm. North Korean citizen feels sorry for Americans because of the very dismal conditions we live in, because they're shown
right.
Movie clips from the 1930s with the breadlines and so forth, and that's of course 80 years ago. And sure. they think that's modern America because that's all they've ever seen.
Right.
Anyway, Andrew, these threats are real. This is not make-believe. Russia and China have an agenda. That agenda is to have international world conquest. And the United States is the only thing standing in the way of China basically conquering the world, aren't we?
We certainly are a major force to be reckoned with, and you know, doing our best to keep them at bay. From what I've noticed, and I'm sure you have as well, the behavior of both Russia and China has gotten extremely. They're always acting kind of unusual, but it's getting even more unusual than normal. Which is certainly kind of opening my eyes to potentially what their strategy may be, not just in association to Ukraine, but, you know, also potentially Taiwan and their effort towards global, you know, their global efforts as well.
Absolutely. We got our first caller here, Andrew. We got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm using 4 EMP shield devices, and looking in the company's white paper library, Andrew, is there any mm-hmm. EMP risk to those with heart pacemakers?
Oh, great question. So for older, I would say 15 years or older, there was a minimal risk should an EMP be used. However, due to new EMI requirements, so electromagnetic interference requirements on modern pacemakers, the more modern ones don't have the susceptibility, and it's for a couple of reasons. One, they've got shielding built in, and the other thing is the footprint of these devices have gotten fairly small as well. So between the two things, it's actually a very, very low likelihood that they would be impacted from an EMP.
The reason I'm bringing it up, there's new developments, breaking news, video. You've heard about the magnetism and Bluetoothing of those receiving the graphene oxide injections and boosters. Well, in this video, they're using the phone app that John talks about, Find My Bluetooth Device. First, the person was verified with a MAC address, which stands for Media Access Control. Secondly, they were zapped with a handheld Tesla EMP homemade circuit. And then thirdly, they were retested with the phone app to no longer have a MAC address. So the bottom line is, this homemade EMP circuit fried the graphene oxide MAC address, and a whole lot more to be said about it. I'll just give you the video reference and let you get back to your interesting conversation. It's at bitshoot.com/channel/awalktothebeach. A Walk to the Beach, every word is separated by an underline, not a hyphen, and it's dated August 5th, and it's called Quick Fix for People Bluetoothed via COVID-19 Vaccine.
Okay.
That's August.
Well, certainly, I've got that written down.
Yeah. August the 5th, you say? Okay.
Yes.
I'll definitely check that out, Sherman. It's, it could be some life-saving information right there. That's wonderful.
Thank you kindly.
Okay, thank you for the call. Andrew, I don't know if you and I ever talked about the app for your smartphone that allows you to find all Wi-Fi transmitters. Have we talked about that?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Yeah, and Sherman was making an assumption that you already knew about this. It's a free download. It's at my website. So let's go to my website at thelibertyman.com, and we can just scroll down there with our listeners who are not aware of this, because you're not alone. There's probably many others. And sure. Scroll down. Here it is. On the left side of my home page is a big blue image, and it says, Info on Find My Bluetooth Device. Okay. So once you've done this, Andrew, and it's a free download, and it's activated, anything that's transmitting a Wi-Fi signal will be picked up and give this MAC address that Sherman was talking about.
Gotcha.
So we did one of our listeners, Deputy Hendricks down in Mississippi. Deputy Hendricks is a deputy sheriff in one of the counties in Mississippi. You know, once or twice a week, Deputy Hendricks does courtroom security. This is where we had a controlled environment, because you're not allowed into the courtroom until you pass through the security checkpoint, which means you cannot and will not have a cell phone. You can't get past the security checkpoint with a cell phone. It's not going to happen. So at my request, Deputy Hendricks got all these people. It was probably 25 or 30 people in the courtroom, none of whom had a smartphone or any kind of telephone, as far as that goes. Many of whom were, in fact, transmitting a Bluetooth signal.
Oh.
So we verified through this independent, verifiable source in a controlled environment that human beings have become Wi-Fi transmitters.
Wow. That's incredible. I don't know how I haven't heard about this. It's so interesting. Oh, my God.
Well, you're a busy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want you to continue being a busy guy, but one of my jobs on Mondays is to educate Andrew on things that are important, such as the fact that, what was that, 8 months ago, you thought, well, here's another one of John Moore's black helicopter conspiracy theories, that the most expensive jet fighter in human history can't fly in a thunderstorm. And that's what you thought until you verified it for yourself. Here's something else, Andrew. And it's an interesting thing. And Sherman's information may be what we need to defeat this. I'll be checking it out myself. I know we have listeners that'll be checking it out. I'll be talking to Tom Berryhill about this because Tom is an advanced electronics expert. So that's I want to publicly thank Sherman for getting that to all of us, and we'll be looking into that. I know many of us will be here at Republic Broadcasting to see if this is the real deal and if it works. Moving on from there, Andrew. We're reaching out right now, you and I, to about 250,000 people worldwide, most of them in the United States, of course, but also in other parts of the English-speaking world and other places, letting them know about the existence of EMP shield devices. And we got time right now. We have about 5 minutes before the break. Let's go ahead and give our listeners a summary of just what in the world this EMP thing is. How does it affect electronic devices, and how to protect from it?
Absolutely. So EMP, for those who are unaware or just now learning, stands for electromagnetic pulse. And it sounds like something that, you know, would normally come from a video game or a movie or a science fiction book, but it's actually one of the most devastating weapons that our enemies have. Although it's been around since the 1960s when they first discovered it, this technology has kind of evolved to a point where it is now a weapon of mass destruction if it were to be used, and it is one of the most devastating weapons that they have. So electromagnetic pulse, or EMP, the way it works is actually created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon being detonated at the ground level of the Earth. It's actually detonated way up in the atmosphere, so 300 miles or so above the Earth. So we're talking the height of the International Space Station. It's a height even that if it were to, the bomb were to go off, you probably wouldn't even see it unless it was the dead of night and it just happened right above you. And even then, you still would probably barely see it. And so what's happening is when this nuclear weapon explodes, you know, like most explosions, it goes out in all directions. So it pushes, the blast pushes outwards towards space. It also pushes downwards towards the Earth. And this blast creates three phases of an EMP, the E1, the E2, and the E3. Now, for the first two phases, that blast from the bomb pushing downwards is what creates the two phases. And it's actually created from the gamma radiation and then also the matter from that blast. And when that gamma radiation and matter pushes through the atmosphere, because this bomb is going off in or above the atmosphere, it's actually stripping the electrons from the atmosphere and shooting them down towards the Earth. That process is called ionization. And we're talking about an incredible amount of energy in freed electrons that are in the atmosphere. So we project roughly 50,000 volts per square meter with a small-sized EMP in the atmosphere. It could go even higher. So 50,000 volts is coming down at incredible rates of speed. The first phase is in the nanoseconds, so almost unimaginable. And then the second phase is in the microseconds. It's almost like a big bolt of lightning inducing into everything simultaneously. And that's kind of the key to EMP, is it's blanketing the entire United States. In fact, it's also at that height of explosion going up into Canada and also the northern portions of Mexico. And this energy induces into everything that's a conductor. So your computer, your home's Romex wiring, directly into your vehicle, and directly into the grid. These first two phases are destroying everything with microelectronics. So transistors, resistors, diodes, components with silicon arsenide, microprocessors, pretty much any finite microelectronics has a high likelihood of being destroyed from the E1 and the E2. These phases also include destruction of portions of the grid potentially. So, you know, sensitive components in substations, potentially transformers, you name it. These electrons are inducing into everything simultaneously at an incredibly high rate of speed and also an incredibly high level of energy. That's the first two phases. The third phase is a little bit unique in the sense that when that blast that we discussed earlier pushes outwards into space, it actually disrupts the magnetosphere. So that sphere around the Earth that's protecting us from space weather. And because it's such a large blast, it actually pushes on the magnetosphere and causes it to fluctuate. And the magnetosphere will fluctuate over quite a long period of time, potentially 10 plus hours. And while it's fluctuating, it actually creates a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. And now this low and slow charge it's not a big enough charge to even directly induce into a home. What it is inducing into is something that has a mile, 10 miles, or 100 miles of antenna, which would be the grid. And so the grid, which is one of the largest antennas, is collecting this charge over time. And at a certain point, whether it's 3 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, the charge is high enough, it becomes detrimental and basically kills off the remaining portions of the grid that weren't destroyed from the first and second phases of the EMP. So it is for sure killing transformers, it's killing substations. It's also finding its way into your home. So if your home's not disconnected, there is a high likelihood that the actual wiring and certain components in the home might, you know, get hot enough to cause damage. The E1 and E2 will destroy components within the power production facilities and nuclear facilities, as well as the E3 if it wasn't destroyed by the E1 and E2. This is one of the most devastating weapons that our enemies have.
Absolutely. We will wrap this portion up after the break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college the exact same way with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses. Well, that's where EMP Shield comes in. At my website at thelibertyman.com, I'm happy to let everybody know that we get a grandfathered in $50 discount on each piece of equipment. And Andrew, did you finish your summary of what EMP is and how to mitigate before the break, or is there more to that?
Piece I really just wanted to highlight was just how detrimental this weapon is to the United States. You know, it's generally considered, very sadly, a bloodless weapon because it doesn't initially, the EMP doesn't initially cause loss of life. So by killing electronics, people don't initially die, but according to the Department of Homeland Security, roughly 90% of the population will be dead within 1 year. That's 1 out of 10 people survive within 1 year. And there's a myriad of reasons, but primarily it's due to a lack of clean running water, a lack of sewer, a lack of food. Obviously, there's no communications, there's no resupply. And one of the things that I'll quote you on, and I really like what you say here, it makes sense, is that everything you need to fix what's broken is also broken. So you're kind of sent back to the early 1800s, and it's an absolutely devastating weapon.
Well, yes, sir, absolutely. We have a comment offline here. A caller called in to my engineer, asking for me to repeat what Sherman from Indiana said. Well, I'm not going to repeat what Sherman said because we're simply not going to do that. But for everybody who wants to know what Sherman said, you can listen to the archives at RBN here and hear once again what Sherman said and our response. So that's my suggestion for anybody who wants that information. Well, Andrew, these threats, we monitor them. Last week, after you were on my show last Monday, we had a Speaker of the House go to Taiwan with the People's Republic of China threatening to shoot down the airplane with the Speaker of the House in it. That's a pretty serious mm-hmm. threat by very serious people, isn't it?
It's a huge threat. Not to mention they called back a lot of folks, the Chinese military folks on leave. They were staged, prepared for whatever might happen, and willing to even be the aggressor potentially. And thankfully, they didn't do that. But you know, tension is very high right now. That's for sure.
Well, and they haven't gone away. And I haven't verified it, but the war games that China was engaged in were supposed to have ended yesterday, and hopefully they did. I don't know that for a fact, one way or the other. But it'd be foolish to not take these threats seriously, wouldn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think every single person on the globe should take every threat very seriously, especially when it comes to China, Russia, Iran, North Korea. It's a very tense time globally, and there's a lot of things, you know, a single spark could create a flame that goes across the United States. And, you know, I don't mean an actual fire. I mean the potential for conflict, but it's very tense right now, that's for sure.
It is absolutely very tense. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting your heads up here about EMP. Now, we have a bottom-of-the-hour break coming up here in less than 2 minutes, but when we come back from the break, we're going to educate everybody about the second part of what EMP shield devices do when it comes to your home, your generator, and your solar panel controls. It protects from lightning, and that's a very important thing, and it's something that's, there's no safe place from lightning on this planet. Some places have a lot more than others, but there's no safe place from lightning in general, is there, Andrew?
There's not many. Lightning tends to do whatever it wants, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So this added value is what really helped sell me on EMP devices. The added value of the lightning protection. And that's a really big deal. I know it's really, before I had my EMP shield device installed, whenever a thunderstorm was coming, I'd have to run around the house, unplugging everything that had transistors, resistors, and diodes, computers, various electronic devices, my electronic scale I use for postage, all those things, cordless telephone, and prepare for the lightning being nearby. The lightning doesn't have to strike your house. It can strike hundreds of feet away, and that pulse is mm-hmm. enough to harm stuff in your home, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You know, the induced transients, which is when the lightning hits the ground or hits a pipe in the ground and finds its way into your home quite often, is more common than direct lightning strikes. So that's why you would have 3 or 4 houses go out when it hit the ground.
That's right. Here's our break. We'll learn more about lightning and EMP shield when we get back from the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
St- standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's exclusive content at thelibertyman.com you'll find nowhere else on the internet. Articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. The latest intelligence briefing updated weekly by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. And a lot more, a whole lot more. You want to get up to speed on COVID and the COVID vaccination clot shot, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, my home business. If you're tired of being tired, if you're not getting the best night's sleep that you want to get, if the arthritis pain is stopping you from doing what you love to do, that's where the energy cleaner comes in. When you place your order for an energy cleaner, I personally box it up along with the mattress pad that you've ordered. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $12 every Friday night. And I ship it priority mail to wherever you might be, the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and so forth, all over the world. That's your energy cleaner. Only $275 shipping included. Yes, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. So check that out at my website. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield, and we're going to talk for a few minutes about lightning and how EMP Shield can protect from it. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, not a problem. So, you know, it's interesting to me, and this is lightning wasn't even something we really even thought of when we developed the EMP shield. You know, it's a military certified, you know, above military specification EMP defense technology. But what we quickly realized is its capability to protect against lightning. And I know a lot of people listening and a lot of people we talk to and people on social media, you know, they don't even consider lightning protection. And I understand it because for many people, lightning isn't something that's an everyday part of life, or at least the negative effects of lightning. But for those who are listening, you'd actually be surprised how many people are actually affected by lightning every year. It's in the hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, and thousands upon thousands of people are affected annually. In fact, we get hundreds of customers a year calling us, not because they want to get lightning protection defensively, it's because they just had a lightning strike and they wish they had had the product. So let me give you a kind of an example of what would happen when somebody does get struck by lightning. So, and this happens, you know, quite often, even right now, as an example, we're kind of slowly coming out of lightning season, but lightning season's when, you know, a lot of people are getting struck, and a customer will call and they'll say, hey, I took a lightning strike. You know, I had to pay a $500 deductible. I've got $8,000 in damage, and it's going to take anywhere from 1 to 4 months for them to either replace the electronics or repay me for the cost of the damage, which is using their home's insurance policy. So it's a very expensive, very timely process of having to deal with the negative effects of lightning. When it comes to EMP Shield, we are reducing all of that and taking that away from you. So what that means is we guarantee 100% lightning protection. So as an example, if you have EMP Shield on your home, we guarantee that you will not have lightning damage on your home. This is also backed by the EMP Shield's warranty, which will cover the cost of if any damage were to occur, which to my understanding it has never happened, but should it occur, we would cover the cost of damage up to $25,000, which is it's an incredible warranty. And I challenge anybody to go find another warranty on any other surge protector that even guarantees lightning protection, let alone covers the cost of damage. But what's really even more unique about it is with EMP Shield's warranty, you don't have to use your home's insurance policy. It's a standalone insurance policy, which we didn't originally have it that way. But about 3 years ago, when we're doing some work with co-ops, the co-op recommended we did that. It was probably one of the best things we've done on the warranty because you no longer have to even tell your insurance company for your home. If you were to take damage because the EMP Shield failed to do its job. Now, with that being said, we have hundreds of thousands of customers and many, many testimonials, you know, hundreds of testimonials and thousands of homes hit by lightning who will happily tell you just how effective this device really is. And we're talking direct lightning strikes, not just indirect, but, you know, hitting the pole immediately outside of the home. It will protect your house. We actually just had we actually just had our first vehicle take a direct lightning strike. It was about 6-7 weeks ago now, but we had a vehicle that was actually driving down the road and took a direct lightning strike on the top of the vehicle. Continued to drive. Everybody in the vehicle was very shaken. There's actually a little bit of a scorch mark from where the lightning hit, and the only thing that was damaged was the back right taillight. And now I'm actually a little upset that the back right taillight went out, but you know, they're so finite that I guess I could understand one small thing. You know, the vehicle still ran, it was good to go, but the fact that a vehicle, which are normally 99.99% of the time absolutely demolished from a direct lightning strike, just kept chugging along like nothing happened. So that just shows you just how effective these devices are, even in vehicles.
Absolutely. Well, this $25,000 insurance policy is the industry leader, isn't it, sir?
It is. And, you know, what's interesting about this is we've got a weird debate across our communities and online about the price of EMP Shield. With a discount for a home, it'd be about $349, and that's if you use the really awesome, John Moore discount from the LibertyMan.com. But $349 to some sounds expensive and to some sounds inexpensive for what it is, but I can assure anybody listening, $349 to guarantee lightning protection at less than the cost of your home's deductible is an incredible price, and it really is an incredible technology.
It is absolutely incredible technology. And it's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late, isn't it, sir?
You know, it really is. We've actually got, you know, I don't have them all written down. We've had some really sad stories, with lightning strikes and people losing all kinds of things. We've had fires, not with our products, but people who didn't have our product. And some of them who were considering buying the product, the EMP Shield, and didn't do it and really regretted it. Cause, you know, lightning can be a life-changing event, depending on what you lose or what happens. So it's critical, you know, not only getting the EMP protection and the protection from coronal mass ejection, but you're getting guaranteed lightning and surge protection, which is phenomenal to protect your investments.
It is phenomenal. It is phenomenal. We got a caller on hold here, Andrew. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, Andrew and John. This weekend, RBN has a number where they replay things. It's 717-734-6921. And they replayed a show that was from Friday, 8-5, and it was called Talk with John. And he had not just Roger Landry for the first hour or so. Then he had another guy named David Pine, I think it was, P-I-N-E. And the whole thing was about EMP. It was really very good. And I was glad to see they played it all weekend on that 717 number. And what it amounted to, well, I wanted to ask you, somebody called and said, well, aren't we hardened our grill? And Roger said, in no way are we hardened.
Yep.
Now, I want to ask y'all if Biden cut out any money that we would have been able to harden the Texas grid. I think he's trying to change the grid like they did. Who did it? And take us off our own grid, Biden. You know all that?
Yeah, so they're correct. So and it's very sad. The grid is absolutely not hardened. There is a pilot program in Texas, which EMP Shield is a part of, which was moving very fast, but has really slowed down quite a bit. It's still actively working, but it's not going at the pace it used to. So there, that program in Texas, out of Joint Base San Antonio with a group called the DEMSO team, is working on a pilot program for a portion of grid, which will then serve as the, you know, basically the example to be used across the grid at a certain point. Now, the funding, I don't know if funding ever actually has been directly allotted, but there is an executive order in place for the protection of EMP on the grid. It just has not been followed. And weirdly enough, and it's a good thing, it's great, the executive order wasn't removed while a bunch of them were, you know, during the change of presidency. So the executive order is still active. But to my understanding, the first county in the United States, which EMP Shield has protected, there was a first county, as Coffee County, Kansas, which was the first county to start following that executive order by getting critical infrastructure EMP protection. And we are very proud to be able to do that for them.
Well, also, it came up that we don't even make our power, our poles, when they knock out the pole. Well, Germany makes some of them, and China makes the poles. And here they are, they're all gathered around there near our nuclear power plant, Comanche Peak. Chinese, we're in trouble, mm-hmm. people. We gotta pray.
Pardon? A lot of the components on the grid are manufactured by some of our adversaries. So China does manufacture components on the grid, as does other foreign countries as well.
Okay, I just thought I'd throw all that out there. That you can go back to 8-5 on the archives. He took John Stabler on his place, so he had 2 hours. They had 2 hours to talk with John, and it was really, 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 really good. Okay.
Excellent.
Good information, Pat. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Andrew, this is Talk Radio at its best. Listeners learn from us, and we learn from the listeners, don't we, sir?
Absolutely. And, you know, it really makes me happy to hear that other people are starting to talk about EMP. And I know some folks have been trying for years, and you and I have been getting the word out to quite a few people. But it's great to hear that other shows and other individuals are trying to get the message out, you know, because it's such a important topic to understand and realize the threat.
It is. It is. It's not optional. It's just, for me, it's just been part of everyday life, is to be prepared to deal with EMP, which I have been for decades. And my preparation has changed over the years, where I previously had to go to quite a bit of trouble and expense to protect vehicles from EMP. Now it's become oh so simple, hasn't it? And inexpensive.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of one of the benefits of EMP Shield. So the first is, before our technology, in order to protect against EMP for a vehicle, you'd have to do what John did, which is basically remove all of the electronics from the vehicle and either replace them or rewire the vehicle to function, which is incredibly time-consuming and incredibly expensive. The other method would be to use a Faraday cage, which would require you to put your electronics into the cage, meaning that you can't use them. With EMP Shield technology, we've solved that problem by making it cost-effective for pretty much any person in the United States to very, very cost-effectively protect a vehicle, a home, while simultaneously allowing you to use your electrical systems so it's protected while it's in operation, you know, which is really solving a big problem there.
It is absolutely solving a big problem. And so you get the reports. I don't know if you take the reports firsthand. People call an EMP Shield. They're ordering their device, and they've already suffered a catastrophic loss. They've had damage from lightning, and they regret not having the EMP Shield at that time. Now they're determined to never let that happen again, aren't they, sir?
That's correct. We've had all kinds of wild stories. One of the ones that really stuck with me was quite recently. I think it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago. A storm was coming, and the electrician was installing the EMP Shield. After it was installed, maybe a minute or two later, the house took a direct lightning strike. And you know, that's one of those testimonials I'm waiting to get back. And a lot of these I'm going to turn eventually into video testimonials. You know, people don't like to read that much these days, so I'm going to put them in video format so people can actually see the customer. But yes, they took a direct lightning strike. The electrician was still there. It scared everybody in the house, and they called up just to let us know that it happened, and they were ecstatic. And it was kind of a blessing for them, because if it was a couple minutes later, they wouldn't have had protection. And even worse is that electrician, if he was installing it, could have been injured, you know, messing with the breaker box while he was installing it. So it's very good that they had the protection.
It's, you know, that's fortunate beyond belief, quite frankly. And ladies and gentlemen, you're getting your heads up here on Monday, the 8th day of August. Lightning can hit anywhere, anytime. I mean, obviously, South Florida is more vulnerable than the desert Southwest, but both areas are vulnerable. So the sooner you get your EMP Shield device and get it installed, when I give people a tour of my home, I like to take them back to the room where the circuit breaker is and show them the little one inch square piece of equipment that's attached to EMP Shield with a cable, to show them that two things: that the EMP Shield device is installed, and the LED light lit up means it is working. And hopefully that little display will help people to make their own decision to get their own EMP Shield device. That's my goal when I demonstrate the EMP Shield device being installed at my home here in Davisville, Missouri.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely. And then you have the peace of mind knowing that you're protected as well. You know, that people really do. We've got folks that just make sure to, when they walk by, to check it on a daily basis, those green lights, knowing that they're protected.
That's right. So if you want to be protected and have peace of mind, knowing that if lightning hits somewhere in your neighborhood, that you won't be adversely affected. If there is a failure of the MP Shield device, it's backed up by a $25,000 insurance policy. And that should be all the knowledge and all the peace of mind people need to go ahead and move forward to get their EMP Shield device, shouldn't it, Andrew?
Absolutely. And, for those who, who are interested, thelibertyman.com, which I've actually found myself going to quite a bit in the last several months as well, is a great resource and a great place to make sure to get that discount, which we've grandfathered John into. So it's $50 off per product, which means you could save quite a bit of money.
Yeah, so quick, here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Last month, Biden signed an executive order to protect the right of women to have an abortion in life-threatening situations. That's reasonable. Yesterday, Biden signed an executive order that lays the groundwork for Medicare to pay for the travel to access an abortion. This should raise some feathers. It is against federal law for tax dollars to pay for an abortion. How is paying for the travel required to access an abortion any different? Federal money should never go to support anything as controversial as an abortion. How would the other side feel if federal tax dollars were spent on Christian Sunday school or gun safety classes? Regardless of your stance on any of these issues, federal tax money, your money, should not be paying for anything that divisive. Join the Liberty Lighthouse live stream tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time with Instructor Mike as we talk about Project Veteran Overwatch at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away,
all right, we are back,
away,
ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Well, Andrew, this hour has flown by amazingly, and you've been a busy guy. I know you travel a lot. you're not so much selling EMP shield devices as you are just explaining details and taking orders, aren't you, sir?
That's correct, and it's kind of been my life the last 4 years is just educating people on the threats of EMP and letting them know that there's a technology available for them, which is the EMP shield. And I'm just so proud to, you know, have seen how many people have been able to get protection and, you know, knowing where we're going as a company and watching us grow. And we just purchased our third manufacturing facility. So I think we're over 100,000 square feet now, and we're over 80 employees. We did just buy a second pick and place line, which is the machines that populate the boards for EMP Shield. Same machines that build many of the aircraft in the Air Force. And, you know, we're growing like a weed, and, you know, it's great to see so many people just getting the protection.
It is great. It is great. And your work is literally a matter of life and death, literally a matter of life and death. And my work as a homicide detective was very similar with very serious outcomes for the work I did. And the work you're doing has very serious potential outcome also, doesn't it?
You know, it really does, especially from the effects of EMP, you know, allowing people the ability to have protection for their vehicles, which actually can be the difference between life and death, or having their homes and their backup power systems protected, again, a matter of life and death. It's just so important, especially in the world we live in where the conflict's getting, you know, escalating on a daily basis, and the threat of EMP is becoming, you know, a very possible reality, although we hope it never happens. You know, our adversaries do have these weapons. They've actually publicly threatened the United States with the use of these weapons. So it's important for people to get prepared and understand EMP and understand that there's technology out there to be able to protect your electrical systems and components connected to your home and your backup systems.
That's right.
From the effects of EMP.
That's right. That's right. In stock, ready for immediate shipment. And just go to my website, libertyman.com, scroll down to the EMP Shield panel. And if you're going to call them, wait about an hour. Wait until about 9 o'clock Central to make a call, because it's Monday and things are busy. Right, Andrew?
Yes, sir. That's correct. Usually we have somebody answer on Saturdays, but not on Sundays. So Monday mornings are usually incredibly busy. So I recommend folks call probably around 9 o'clock or a little after to let the initial calls come in first.
That's just smart. That's just smart. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us. I don't want to be cut off by the music, and we look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, appreciate it. I always look forward to visiting with Andrew. He's such a fine gentleman, former officer of the United States Army, and it's the real deal. EMP Shield devices are the real deal. We'll be back with Firearms Monday. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.